Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Friday, November 28th. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines this afternoon, UWP to downsize the cabinet, DLP dismisses plans as impractical. From the Ridgeon Human Rights Report to paints a damning picture of violence against women. And on the international scene, Pope Francis urges faiths to combat. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. The details coming up.
Black Friday, D-Day is here, and the best deals just got even better at Quartz, with up to 60% savings on a wide range of items, plus doorbusters at ridiculously low, low prices, like the Mavi 20-inch cooker. Get it for $99. The Naples end table for $49. The 19-inch TV for $99. The Naples coffee table for $99. And more in store. But stock is limited, limited, limited. So you got to get there early. Doors open from 7 a.m. and offer applies to both cash and credit purchases. Quartz DD Black Friday sale with up to 60% off plus ridiculous door busters this Friday, November 20th only. Don't miss it.
It's a pre-Christmas sale at Astafan's Home and Building Center in Foncoli. Receive 20% off.
I repeat,
20% off on selected hardware and building supplies. Wow, amazing deal. Promotion starts November 28th to December 4th.
Terms and conditions apply.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Astafan. Right place, right price.
DLP leader Roosevelt Skerrit has dismissed plans of the United Workers Party outlined during their manifesto launch Wednesday as being unpractical. Mrs. Skerrit made particular mention to the UWP's plans to reduce the size of Dominica's cabinet, which currently holds 16 ministers to 10. Addressing a DLP rally at Collyhaugh on Thursday, Skerrit says he does not see any benefits to the ministry or the island's treasury if the cabinet size were to be reduced. He says a DLP government has always made sure that as many constituencies as possible are represented in the decision-making process.
They speak about abolishing ministries as if they think, as if when you do that, you abolish the public officers as well. The only person displaced by the abolition of a ministry is the minister. Even the permanent secretary has to be transferred laterally, at least. So I really do not understand the benefits to the country, or more so the treasury, of reducing the number of ministries to 10, when not a single member of the cabinet would have ever served in a serious administrative position in the government service before. Imagine he's running 21 candidates, but he's saying from now that less than one third of them would be ministers. I say one third because I know he has promised a ministry to Afi Martin and a ministry to another prominent UWP financier. So if he is only going to have 10, including himself, that would leave a maximum of 7 other slots. As a Labour Party government, we tried our best to involve all power reps in the running of the country.
Meanwhile, UWP leader Lennox Linton has made clear his party's position on reducing the size of Dominica's cabinet. Linton says with the reduction in ministries, public officers will be retained and redeployed as appropriate to greater areas of government responsibility for greater public sector efficiency overall.
Our manifesto constrains us to downsize the cabinet of ministers from 16 to 10, and all politically created advisor positions will be eliminated. Apart from that, there will be no reduction in the current headcount of the public service. All existing public officers, whether appointed or not appointed, will retain their jobs. And with the reduction in ministries, staff will be retrained and redeployed as appropriate to important areas of government responsibility for greater public sector efficiency overall.
Three teams from regional and international organizations are to observe the general elections in Dominica. According to a government release, teams from the Commonwealth Secretariat, the Caribbean Community CARICOM, and the Organization of American States OAS will be in Dominica for the Monday, December 8, 2014 poll. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett wrote to the organizations on Wednesday, November 19th, inviting them to observe the general elections in the interest of transparency and good governance. The team from the Commonwealth Secretariat is headed by Mr. Jean-Pierre Kingsley, former Chief Electoral Officer of Elections in Canada, while both CARICOM and the OAS have requested reasonable time to put their teams together. The observer teams will be in direct contact with the Electoral Commission. In more news this afternoon, the Dominica NGO Coalition has issued a call to parents to be parents first and political activists later. Chair of the Dominica NGO Coalition, Lifeline Ministries, on Thursday issued a press statement urging parents to exercise discretion and to set a good example in dress code and attitude to promote politics as a serious democratic activity. The call was issued due to alerts and reports from teachers and social workers that children attending political rallies are inappropriately dressed and vulnerable to exploitation, potential accidents, neglect and abuse, and the effect it has on their education. Executive Director of Lifeline Ministries, Tina Alexander, says the responsibility of children's safety is on the parents.
We particularly had concerns voiced from teachers about children's behavior in school, children being tired, children coming to school late, children not being prepared for school, homework, snack, breakfast, all being missed because whole families, I think, are attending late night activities and maybe even traveling around the country. And so that was the concern that sparked off our announcement.
Alexander says the NGO coalition has also received mixed responses and actions coming from parents in response to the advice. The coalition also hinted concerns of parents who leave children unattended to attend the political platforms.
We particularly had concerns voiced from teachers about children's behavior in school, children being tired, children coming to school late, children not being prepared for school, homework, snack, breakfast, all being missed because whole families, I think, are attending late night.
And we just had a repeat of the same clip. We apologize for that. The Division of Agriculture continues to benefit from assistance given to the government of Dominica from non-traditional aid donors and newly formed alliances and added bonus and benefits to the farmers of Dominica. The division today received 50 desktop computers from the government of Turkey. These computers will be distributed across the 7 agricultural regions at the farmers' service centers, the agricultural library, the agricultural information, communications and technologies unit, the livestock development unit, Citra Certification Project and Produce Chemist Lab. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry, Harold Geest, says the Division of Agriculture is grateful for this contribution, which will further develop the sector and for the advancement of our farmers and our national economy.
This for us is a very wonderful gesture, and then the government of Dominica appreciates this great gesture done by the government of and people of Turkey, and they have donated to the Ministry of Agriculture 50 computers, and these computers are to be distributed throughout the various agricultural regions and stations in Dominica, where some of these resources are very much lacking. And we are living in an age of technology, and ICT. Is everything, and we have an opportunity with this equipment that we have now received to enhance the performance of the agriculture sector, to improve the flow of information.
Meantime, Director of Agriculture Ricky Brumont says the computers will be a welcomed addition as the division continues to make advancements in the use of ICT.
There is no backlog as such. We have a good information system, and we have a unit to support that the collection of data and archiving of data and management of data. What these computers will do, it will create a sense of uniformity across the board. Some of the issues that we have had is you've had systems that are from a varied makers or manufacturers, and the servicing and the parts procurement sometimes leads to much issues, and it's a challenging situation sometimes. So this sense of uniformity is going to help us better platform all information data collection again and management across the board. I will tell you that this is basically a component of a wider strategy in the division and the ministry to ensure that our information systems are well cared for. So we have several other projects that will help gel this together. So at the end of the day, we would have a well-platformed foundation to launch from.
And the DPSU's General Secretary Thomas Slater says the union will make clear its position on government's latest wage increase following a meeting with the union's executive accorded for sometime next week. Both negotiating teams met earlier this week to discuss government's latest proposal of 2%, 0%, and 0% for the period 2012 to 2015. The government's proposal is also said to include implementation of the job classification review in January, as well as two non-salary benefits. Later says the union has not changed its position of an overall 10% increase for the time period. However, they will make their position known after meeting with their executive in the upcoming week.
We have not yet met with the executive so that we can have a discussion as to what transpired at that negotiation session with the government on Monday of this week. So therefore, we have not made any pronouncement that we have accepted or we have rejected, because we believe that there needs to be some discussion with the executive and or with the other members of the executive or the remainder of the executive, and then we will make an announcement.
We turn to news from the region now. A new report published by the University of Quebec at Montreal's International Clinic for the Defense of Human Rights and the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Human Rights Association has painted a damning picture of abuse against women in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The shadow report presented to the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women at its 61st session states that it was undertaken in an effort to shed light on the violence suffered by women in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The report states that cultural prejudices against women and the trivialization of violence within relationships will have a devastating effect on women's rights, particularly their rights to be free from violence. In response to this cultural epidemic, the report says the state of SVG does not provide adequate protection to women, stating that the Domestic Violence Act, DVA, passed in Parliament in 1995, only provides for civil action against the perpetrator. And on the international scene, Pope Francis has called for an interfaith dialogue to counter fanaticism and fundamentalism at the start of a key visit to Turkey. In a speech in Ankara, he also called for a renewed Mideast peace push, saying the region had for too long been a theater of fratricidal wars. He also urged more help for refugees from Syria and Iraq. And that's this afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP to downsize cabinet, DLP dismisses plans as impractical. Human rights report paints damning picture of violence against women, and Pope Francis urges faiths to combat fanaticism. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, simply log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.